This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Well, I'm being told, exciting, if people know, a couple months ago on the show, we started a thing that we were hoping would continue, and it looks like it is going to continue. We have a music correspondent, his name's Toby Rafelson, and he called in with a report from a Death Cab for Cutie show. And he's actually on the line now. He's got a report that there was a big Foo Fighters show sold out at the Newbridge Rock Concert Arena. And I'm being told that Toby is on the line with a concert report. Toby, are you there?
Hi, Tom. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God. What a night.
Uh-huh. Is it pretty exciting over there at the show?
Oh, my God. That's the understatement of the century.
Well, what can you tell us about it?
Well, Tom, the Foo Fighters have been on fire since they started this tour this summer. And the show tonight in Newbridge has been full of that top-shelf rock we've come to expect from them.
Okay.
The Foos opened with Learning to Fly,
mm-hmm.
and they rocked out a hit-filled hour-long first set that has left these 8,000 Foo heads panting with desirous expectation for set number two.
Uh-huh. Wait, set number two?
Yes.
So they're doing two sets, so is it like an intermission now?
Yes, that's right, Tom. Everyone's getting their beer on waiting to see what Dave, Nate, and the rest have up their sleeves tonight. Maybe they'll bring up Corey Harris for a spirited version of Mother 13's Wired. Or maybe Barry Dworkin for a heavier-than-F reboot of Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come Through. It's anyone's guess.
Uh-huh. Huh. Really? An intermission. I mean, I'm just a little thrown by that, because, I mean, I know people like Springsteen will have intermissions in their show, but, like, I didn't think a band like the Foo Fighters, I would not have expected them to have an intermission.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the audience needs the time to get its bearings set after being pummeled by that three-guitar attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I mean, it's like, it's like 10:52 right now.
Right.
I mean, they should be back on stage by now, right?
No, not yet. No.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I mean, did the show start late, Toby?
No. Why?
Because, you know, I mean, it's an arena show, and, you know, I would have assumed that the show would have been well over by now, because, you know, most arena shows end, like, before 11, so that people can get out and get home.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure what to tell you, Tom. It's a Foo's world. We're just living in it, right?
Uh-huh. Hey, Toby?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm looking over at Twitter right now, and people are saying the Foo Fighters just finished their second encore.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And they're saying they're closing with I'll Stick Around, so I think you're missing the show. You should probably get back in there.
Oh, no. No, that's cool. I'll hang out here and get people's comments when they come out.
Well, Toby, I mean, for the sake of the concert report, I think you should probably go back in there and see what's going on, because it's one of those things that it could end up being some sort of like big extravaganza the way you were talking about.
Nah, it's cool. I'll just stay out here and get people's reactions on the way out. I think that'll be very exciting.
Uh-huh. Well, no, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Uh-huh. Toby, hey, you know, you're supposed to be doing a concert report. I'm not sure why you won't go back in to watch the concert to do the concert report.
Because my name wasn't on the damn guest list, okay?
Hey, oh my God, you were bragging to everybody all week that you were going to be hanging out with the band and watching from sides, like the side of the stage.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, that would have happened if
what?
Nothing.
No, what?
I didn't douche myself.
What was that?
If I hadn't douched myself out of their good graces, why?
Uh-huh. Well, how do you mean?
Well, you know, when I was told I got press credentials for the show,
mm-hmm.
I was super excited.
Okay.
And I started tweeting the Foo Fighters about how they'd better be good or I'd give them a bad review and I'd ruin their careers.
Uh-huh.
You know, just kind of like joking around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask if you did it just once?
Sure you can.
Uh-huh. Did you do it just once?
Well, define just once.
Uh-huh. Well, how many times did you do it, Toby?
156.
You tweeted 156 tweets.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they were all that kind of jokey, but really truly belittling kind of thing
right.
People do. That's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe one time, but becomes,
oh, you don't think it's funny a lot?
No, because the kind of thing that becomes like super annoying after just a couple. But you did it how many times?
156.
Uh-huh.
Look, I couldn't stop myself. You know, some people saw it and they retweeted it, and a bunch of people favored it, and it was like heroin to me, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I was just craving more and more retweets. You know, I needed to quench that insatiable thirst for approval.
Uh-huh. And then I'm guessing that the Foo Fighters got tired of it pretty fast and revoked all your press credentials and your privileges.
Yes, it was so humiliating, too. It's like I finally managed to get Sheila Larson to go out with me on a date. And then all the way to the ticket window, I'm bragging really loud for everybody around us to hear that we're going to have a proper foos hang, you know, before the show. And then we're going to party into the wee hours with them at Los Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to the ticket window.
Yeah.
And there were no tickets at all. And everybody was staring at me, wondering what I was going to do.
Uh-huh. And what did you do?
Well, I did what any self-respecting adult male would do in that situation.
Which is?
I caused a massive scene and was escorted off the premises by armed security guards.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Okay. So you got escorted.
I did. Really hard. They were grabbing my arms.
Uh-huh.
Like there were two guys on each arm.
Yeah.
Remember those Indian arm burns we used to give each other?
Yeah, yeah. They.
I guess they're called Native American arm burns now.
Sure. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, I was getting those
from
really
from security.
Oh yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know what hurt more?
What's that, Toby?
When Sheila went off with Taylor Hawkins' drum tech.
Uh-huh. Well, I got to say, Toby, this is insane. And were you at any point going to tell me that you didn't see any of the show?
No. I was going to keep up the charade of what I'd been, I don't know, charading? Is that a word?
No.
Yeah. Well, I was going to do that, and I'll tell you something else.
Uh-huh.
I'd have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for you meddling kids. Remember that? Remember that line from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember the line about I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. Sure.
Yeah, the baddie used to say that at the end of every episode.
Uh-huh. Like the very realistic, grounded guy who was usually just like a small business owner.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the hot one? Was that Velma?
Well,
no,
they were
no,
both.
Velma.
There was Daphne and Velma.
Daphne. It was Daphne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, they're both hot in their own way, right?
Yeah. Well, they're both attractive. Sure. I mean, it's a pretty attractive group of people.
It was. I think some things were going on in that van. What was it called? The Dream Machine or the Green Machine?
Look, Toby, this is not. I'm not here to talk about Scooby-Doo. Don't try to change the subject.
Well, what cartoons do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't want to talk about any cartoons. You wasted everyone's time tonight with a
Zoom.
What?
Zoom.
Zoom. The kids
we're going
show.
To Zoom. We're going to yeah. We're
Toby,
going to
stop it.
We're going to Zoom,
okay,
Zoom,
stop.
Zoom.
You know, you wasted my time and the audience's time with a fake concert review, and it's just not cool.
You're right. I'm sorry. I let you down. The death cab report was pretty good. I thought I could continue it on to this one.
Mm-hmm.
I blew it, though, and I want to make it up to you, Tom.
Uh-huh. And how can you possibly make this up to me?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God, Tom.
What?
You're never going to believe this. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
There's a quad-footed doodle boop in the woods over there, right behind
Stop.
The Coliseum.
Stop lying, Toby. That's okay. I can't go on with this anymore. There's no such thing as a quad-footed doodle boop. And I think you're done here as the concert reporter.
Oh. I'm sorry, Tom. You're right. I lied to you all night, you know. I don't deserve this job, and look, I'll leave you alone from here on out, okay?
Okay.
For the best show, this is Toby Rafelson. Oh, my God! No!
What? What is that? Oh. You're right? Yeah? Toby? Oh, there goes the line. Oh, brother. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.